Budget Boosters, audio presentation. Chapter 1, Why Marketing Feels Uncomfortable. Let me start with a simple question. Have you ever noticed how uncomfortable marketing decisions feel, even when the business itself is doing reasonably well? Not uncomfortable in a dramatic way, more like quietly irritating. Money goes out every month. Something is always happening. Campaigns, posts, ads, newsletters, SEO, maybe even a rebrand. Yet when you pause and ask yourself, is this actually moving the business forward? The answer is rarely a confident yes. And that's not because you're careless. It's because marketing, for most business leaders, has turned into a black box. You're expected to approve decisions without having the tools to judge them properly. And still, the responsibility is on you. Chapter 2, The Hidden Cost of Marketing. Waste most CEOs don't mind spending money on marketing. What they mind is not knowing whether that money is well spent. That is exhausting. You hear confident explanations. You see reports full of numbers. Everything sounds reasonable. And yet, sales still feel unpredictable. Growth feels fragile. And marketing still feels detached from business reality. Industry research consistently shows that 20 to 40% of marketing budgets are wasted, not stolen, just poorly directed. Marketing waste rarely looks like failure. It looks like motion without progress. Chapter 3, Why CEOs End Up Guessing. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Most CEOs end up making marketing decisions without being properly equipped to judge them. Not because they're incapable, but because modern marketing is complex. Channels, tools, data, creative, SEO, AI. You're asked to decide and take responsibility. Your decision may be good, may be bad. You took it, and there is no one else responsible if things go south. Marketers take their pay either way, and you own the results no matter what. That is the trap many business leaders fall into. People who are way more competent than you just advise, but the results are yours alone. There's another important reason why CEOs end up guessing. And it's rarely acknowledged. Founders and CEOs are not supposed to manage marketing. They have a far more important role to play. Managing the business itself. Setting direction. Allocating capital. Building teams. Managing risk. Making decisions that affect the entire organization. Expecting the CEO to also be the senior marketing authority is not realistic. And it's not reasonable. In healthy organizations, someone else steps in and takes ownership of marketing leadership. Someone who looks at marketing as a system. Someone who makes decisions, sets priorities, and carries accountability. When that role doesn't exist, the responsibility silently falls back to the CEO, and guessing becomes inevitable. That's not a failure of leadership, it's a leadership gap. Chapter 4, What a Fractional CMO Changes. This is where a fractional chief marketing director changes the game. And he doesn't come to add more ideas. Rather, they would first remove bad ones. They stop you investing where there will be no reasonable return. They bring calm. They bring focus. They bring judgment. Suddenly, marketing decisions feel lighter, and growth becomes something you can actually explain. Chapter 5, Why Full-Time CMOs Are Often the Wrong Move. At this point, many CEOs ask, why I don't hear companies hiring marketing directors left and right? It seems every reasonable company should have at least one. Two reasons. Strategic marketing leadership is a rare skill, and larger companies have no problem hiring them out of the market. The second reason is prohibitively high payments. In Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, and Poland, a strong CMO-level profile often costs 70 to 100,000 euros per year in total cost. For companies with 10 to 50 employees, that's a serious risk. But the good news is that most growing companies don't need a CMO every day. They need strategic judgment at the right moments. Chapter 6, The Logic of Fractional Leadership. Fractional leadership exists because it makes economic sense. You pay for judgment, not idle time. You avoid long-term risk, and you can bring in senior marketer full-time as the business evolves. In mature markets, this is already normal. The Baltics and Poland are simply catching up. Chapter 7. My story, from confused CEO to marketing leadership. Let me share a bit of my own story, because it's directly connected to why Budget Boosters exists. For many years, I was the managing director of Magistri, a premium translation and interpreting company operating in a highly demanding market. Magistri works with sensitive content, high-stakes clients, and zero tolerance for mistakes. Trust and reputation are everything there. Like many managing directors, I was responsible for everything, including marketing. And to be honest, for a long time, marketing confused me. Agencies spoke confidently. Ideas sounded logical. Money was spent. But I couldn't clearly tell what actually worked and what didn't. In 2012, I made a conscious decision. Instead of delegating marketing blindly, I would take responsibility for understanding it properly. So I transitioned into doing marketing full-time. Not casually, systematically. I studied how marketing really works. Strategy, positioning, channels, measurement. I became certified in digital marketing at Turing College. Not to collect diplomas, but to gain clarity. What motivated me was very simple. The reward for good marketing leadership is enormous. First, huge amounts of money saved by stopping bad marketing, pointless activity, and expensive distractions. And second, even bigger money earned by focusing on what actually creates consistent, repeatable growth. Over time, this perspective changed how I saw marketing entirely. Marketing stopped being a creative gamble. It became a leadership discipline. And that journey eventually led me here, to building a business where company leaders don't have to go through this confusion themselves, where they can access seasoned marketing strategists and put their companies on a path of reliable, predictable growth without having to hire a full-time CMO or learn everything the hard way. That is where Budget Boosters comes from. Chapter 8. The Budget Boosters Journey. How marketing leadership is built step by step. Now let me explain how Budget Boosters actually works in practice. Not as a list of services, but as a journey through marketing leadership. Because marketing problems don't appear all at once. And they are not solved all at once either. That's why everyone starts in the same place. Program 1, Marketing Diagnostic and Audit, where clarity replaces confusion. Every engagement at Budget Boosters starts with a marketing diagnostic. No exceptions. In the diagnostic, we step back and look at the full picture. What are you actually trying to achieve as a business? How does marketing currently support that, if at all? Where is money being spent? Where is attention being wasted? Where are decisions being made emotionally rather than strategically? We look at strategy and positioning, channels and campaigns, budgets and priorities, KPIs and reporting, decision-making processes. For many CEOs, this stage alone is a turning point. Marketing stops being a source of irritation and starts becoming understandable. You don't just get a report, you get clarity, and just as importantly, you get confidence about what not to do anymore. This program is for companies that feel marketing is messy, companies that are active but not confident, companies that know something is wrong but can't quite name it yet. If marketing feels like a black box, this is where you start. Program 2, go to market and launch when something important is about to happen. Once clarity exists, the next question often is, how do we move forward without making expensive mistakes? This is where the go-to market and launch program comes in. This program is for moments that matter. Launching a new product or service, entering a new market, repositioning the company, or finally professionalizing how you present yourself to the market. Here we focus on alignment. Is the message clear? Is the audience right? Are the channels appropriate? Is sales prepared for what marketing is promising? Too many launches fail not because the idea is bad, but because the go-to-market thinking is shallow. This program reduces risk. It helps ensure that when you move deliberately, not noisily. Program 3, Revenue and Demand Generation. When growth must become predictable, at some point, most CEOs say something like this: we're doing a lot, but growth still feels unpredictable. This is where the Revenue and Demand Generation program begins. This program is about one thing above all else, making growth measurable and repeatable. Here, marketing finally becomes accountable to business reality. We focus on demand creation, not just lead volume, lead quality, not vanity metrics, alignment between marketing and sales, customer acquisition cost and efficiency. And this is also where we sort out the marketing stack. Let me explain what that means. Most companies use too many tools, or the wrong ones, or tools that nobody fully understands. In this program, we review your existing marketing software, key, remove unnecessary or outdated tools, introduce up-to-date, effective solutions, including the most relevant AI tools for marketing today. But this is not about shiny tech. We make sure your team understands the tools, uses them properly, and continues using them after we're gone. The result is not just better campaigns, but a modern, efficient marketing operation that actually supports growth. This program is for companies that want predictable demand, are scaling, or feel that marketing effort does not translate into revenue clearly enough. Program 4, Brand and Positioning. Sprint. You need this one when everything feels more difficult and expensive than it should. Namely when ads cost more sales cycles, get longer messages, don't land competitors sound the same. The brand and positioning sprint exists to fix that. In this program, we clarify who you are really for, why customers should choose you, and how to communicate that consistently. This work often creates a surprising effect. Suddenly, marketing becomes simpler, sales conversations improve, and growth accelerates without increasing spend. This program is for companies that feel invisible in the market, struggle to explain their value clearly, or know they're good, but clients don't see their true value. Program 5, Marketing, Advisory, and Peer Group. This one is to making sure your recent progress doesn't quietly fall back into old habits. Now let's talk about something many CEOs worry about, quietly. Let's say you've made real progress. Marketing is clearer. Waste is reduced. Growth feels more controlled. There is a subtle fear. What if things slowly drift back to the old ways? This is exactly why Program 5 exists. The Marketing Advisory and Peer Group is about maintaining leadership discipline. We stay with you. We regularly, perhaps once a week or so, take a look at your situation. We spot small deviations early, before they become expensive problems. We help you course correct calmly, without drama. And there is another powerful element here. You gain access to a peer group of business leaders who have undergone at least one budget boosters program. These are people who have faced similar challenges, have made similar decisions, and are willing to share what worked and what didn't. This creates something rare, not just competence, confidence. Confidence that you are not alone. Confidence that others are navigating similar terrain. Confidence that marketing decisions no longer rest on guesswork. This program is for leaders who want long-term stability, continued clarity, and a trusted circle around their most difficult decisions. One important thing to remember, this is not a menu. It's a journey. Everyone starts with the diagnostic. From there, the path depends on your situation, your goals, and your timing. Our role is not to sell you programs. Our role is to guide you to the right one at the right moment. Chapter 9. Marketing should not be guesswork. Let me finish with a perspective that puts everything we've discussed into context. Even the pioneers of modern marketing understood how much waste exists in advertising. David Ogilvy, one of the most respected figures in the history of marketing, famously said that he wasted half of the money he spent on advertising. The problem, he added, was that he didn't know which half. That insight is groundbreaking. It tells us that wasted marketing spend has very little to do with bad intentions, incompetence, or dishonesty. Most marketers are honest people. They care about their work. They want their companies to succeed. The real issue is not people, it's the system. Marketing is still a field where enormous financial decisions are made without the kind of senior guidance that other disciplines take for granted. Decisions are forced on business managers. But honestly, I think management is an even more important role in business, and managing directors should certainly focus on their preparee role. Let me use an analogy I've shared in the homepage. If you build a house, the law requires you to involve two specialists, an architect and a technical supervisor. Even if you hire the best contractor and the most honest team of builders, trying to build without competent guidance and supervision would be painful, risky, and inefficient. Contractors rely on architects and supervisors not because builders are incompetent, but because complex systems require leadership and oversight. Marketing is no different. And yet, in marketing, such senior specialists are surprisingly rare. As a result, inefficiencies creep in. Priorities blur, budgets leak. Global experience consistently shows that 20 to 40% of marketing spend simply disappears into thin air. Not because someone stole it, but because nobody was truly steering. At the same time, abandoning marketing altogether is not an option. Without marketing, businesses don't become efficient. They drift. Growth slows. Momentum fades. Opportunities are missed. So what is the reasonable solution? It's not more activity. It's not more tools. And it's not more agencies. The solution is senior marketing leadership. That is exactly what Budget Boosters provides. Think of us as the architect and technical supervisor for your marketing. We bring clarity where there was confusion, relief where there was the burden of unwanted responsibility, structure where there was chaos, and discipline where there was guesswork. Marketing should not feel like gambling, and with Budget Boosters, it won't. If you are ready to stop guessing, to stop tolerating waste, commit marketing to someone who is truly competent and does not shun responsibility, and to put your business on a path of predictable, explainable growth, book a discovery call with me. Let's take a calm, honest look at where you are and decide together what the next smart step should be.